Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be speaking about something vital and important to every human being, to every living creature who eats. We're going to be talking about food. What is it? Where do you get it? And why are all these fabulous young people involved in something called the North Coast Food Web? We'll be talking about the River People's Farmers Market. Tomorrow is the second one. And today my guests are Renya Yitzdi. Hello, Renya.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Good. I'm very happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
I also have Jennifer Rasmussen.
Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
And Renya Yitzdi and Jennifer Rasmussen are both involved with the North Coast Food Web. But before we talk about that and the River People Farmers Market and all the other things that you all do, we're going to find out a little bit about each of you. So please, Renya, tell us a little bit about Renya Yitzdi. First, I think that name is so fabulous. Let's hear about that.
Well, you know, I have my parents to thank for my name, so thank you. Renya is Polish and Yitzdi is a Norwegian. And my mom's side of the family is largely Polish and my father's side of the family is largely Norwegian. And I moved here when I was pretty young and grew up in Astoria, so...
Did you leave Astoria or did you decide to stay in Astoria?
You know, I graduated from high school and then I went off to college and then I went traveling for about 10 years and then I came back about 2 years ago and I love it here. I'm back to stay. So
why did you come back to Astoria? What was it that drew you back here? Because a lot of times young people today who grow up in a smaller community, we're around 10,000 people, I think, and some people feel it's isolated in some way, although then you have to say isolated from what? What is it we feel like we're isolated from?
Right.
But maybe it's because this urban culture is so attractive to everyone now, or many people. So what was it that drew you back?
You know, I think it was the experience of, number one, growing up here and then leaving for a long period of time and traveling to all these places that I had dreamed about. You know, I went to southern France and I went to Serbia and I went to Africa and I lived with families and I saw the way people did things. And across the world, I saw this common joy of community and being together with people you love and eating well and having time to take care of each other. And in the places that I loved the most, I saw that happening the most. And I realized that that's what we have in Astoria as well. And coming back to that community and to the beauty and to a place where things can really happen because people work together and listen together and we just live in a gorgeous place. And, you know, it's good to be home. There's really no place like it.
The grass is not always greener, although we think that. And I think you did, though, explore. And many times, unless you do that, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine things are better somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And until you go and see for yourself, and then you say, oh, where I came from is very special.
Mm-hmm.
And I can put my roots there. Is mm-hmm. your family still here?
Yes.
And so I can come back into that family situation and mm-hmm. I can create something that works for me here, bringing back what I've learned
exactly.
from my travels.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot like salmon, right? We live by the metaphors
all right,
we grow up
all
with.
Right. All right. We have a salmon here in the studio known as Renya Yitzdi. Okay. Jennifer, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I grew up in Hillsboro, just outside of Portland, and my family's still there. I have a kind of a similar story to Renya. I went off to college and traveled the world for a while, spent some time in Spain and the Dominican Republic and Argentina and then had some friends from high school who were living in Astoria and decided to move out here and just fell in love on day one. I was totally sold on the place and just fell into this beautiful community and a wonderful group of friends who is really active and does all sorts of cool projects. And I just felt right at home here. I'm also here to stay.
That's really interesting that I think there's more of that happening mm-hmm. today. As young women traveling in the world, did you feel safe? How was it being out in the world?
It was great.
Yeah, no problems.
Because I think a lot of times people who are older say, oh, the world was so much better and it was safer mm-hmm. in the old days and now young people don't travel anymore. Terry is nodding his head. However, Terry, look, these lovely young women have traveled and they're sitting here saying, we're now choosing to sink our roots here.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
What is the North Coast Food Web?
The North Coast Food Web is a nonprofit organization that's been stirring up in the last couple years and has kind of consolidated into an organization whose mission is to to bring local food to everybody, to make it possible to have a really healthy, thriving food system in our area on the North Coast, and to make that good food that we're able to produce here so well accessible to everybody. So supporting the people who grow that food or catch that food or harvest that food, and making it so that the people who need that food can get it.
I think more and more we're realizing that global is not always better, and that if people wouldn't have starved in China, let's say, had the farmers been able to grow and take care of their own food. I mean, that's the problem when we start depending on things outside of ourselves. And I think a lot of communities are starting to say, we need to grow food ourselves. And if everybody had a little garden, mm-hmm. it would be extremely helpful. And that's, isn't that a little bit the philosophy of, we need to be, food means power. Mm-hmm. Food means independence. We cannot survive without food.
Exactly.
So it's a political act, really, in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. food, how we grow it and how it's distributed and what we eat, all of that. I mean, food is really much more powerful than I think people realize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think when you're thinking systemically, I mean, food links to every single aspect of our lives. And when you know where it's coming from and you know the people who are making it and you have part in that, it's a very powerful systemic part, you know, you're able to really take control over a lot of things.
And also, I think people say that food, and there are people who take it in a lot of different directions, mm-hmm. right? And they say, well, I only eat macrobiotically, or I only eat what's grown locally in season. Mm-hmm. And most of us are used to having our bananas when, you know, obviously they're not
right,
growing bananas
delicious.
Around here, you know. So, however, food, if we look at food as medicine, which it is for our bodies, it's fuel for our bodies, mm-hmm. and it heals us and it can make us ill, then we look at what grows around us, because that's our pharmacy mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good. It tastes yummy. Although, right. is food the bag of unrecognizable chips that don't grow in a garden somewhere? I mean, so what's food? What is that to you, Jennifer?
Man, to me, it's becoming more and more things that are grown and produced locally. That's really the most important thing for me, is that I know where my food is coming from. I don't want food that has all sorts of preservatives and is created in China or packaged in India and then sent here. And for what, I mean, who knows what's in that stuff? I love being able to see the whole process of food from seed to plate and being involved in the whole thing, and then compost too, and giving back to the soil and giving back to the seeds and growing. It's part of the cycle. The cycle, I think, is an important part of food.
It is a cycle. If we ate food our grandparents or great-grandparents would recognize, mm-hmm. you know, oh, that's a turnip. But right. I don't know if a lot of, and I know that vending machines in schools and all of that have really, I think, sometimes removed young people from What is food? Mm-hmm. What does it look like?
Yeah, the whole food idea of, yeah. oh, that's a radish.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. True. So, yes, maybe we need to have classes in school now on what food really is, mm-hmm. you know? So the North Coast Food Web was formed by this group of people to educate people about eating food that's grown locally, to mm-hmm. support the farmers who are growing locally, encourage more of food to be grown locally, and then to provide it to people. Now, how do people get this food, and how do we educate our young people about it? What are the projects North Coast Food Web's involved with?
Well, one of our most exciting projects right now is the River People's Farmers Market, which just started up last Thursday and will be up again tomorrow, Thursday, from 3 to 6. We're in the parking lot of the Astoria Indoor Garden Supply at 13th and Duane in Astoria. Mm-hmm. And we have about 18 different local producers and growers selling, and fishers too, and ranchers selling at the market this year. And we have 46 North Farm represented, and Islands End, Lazy Creek.
Oh, why don't you tell us, when you say the farms, tell us a little bit about the food that they're bringing.
Ah, okay, definitely. So 46 North Farms, they supply plant starts, different herbs and vegetable plants.
Yes, yeah. I bought some of their tomatoes at Sunday mm-hmm. Market, and I have them in little pots on my front porch.
Wonderful. Yeah, I have a whole herb garden just out of their herbs. And they do pick flowers, too. And That's Teresa and Packy. They're really just wonderful, wonderful people, good friends of ours. Island's End is George and Carol from Puget Island, and they sell just beautiful produce, like the most gorgeous things you've ever seen. And they also make sauerkrauts and kimchi and jams and jellies that you can buy at the market, and they have free samples every week, so check it out. Lazy Creek Farm is Gary Sunderland out in Lewis and Clark, and we call him the potato guy. He has great potatoes.
Beautiful potatoes.
And could talk to you for hours about potatoes and growing potatoes. It's just fascinating, everything that he's doing with them. We have A&B Farms, which is our berry producers. They have strawberries and I think raspberries this week as well. Love Warrior Gardens, which is Brooke Dooling, and she has that fantastic pesto that she makes out of kale and sprouted sunflower seeds, I believe. And she also does some different tinctures and kind of herbal medicine things that she sells at the market. We have Seed and Sow, who's a new vendor to our market this year, and they have a huge variety of starts, potted plants. They have these gorgeous tomatoes that are in these 1 gallon buckets and just huge and have fruit on them already, and they're going like hotcakes. So come
check
and get
out those
some
tomatoes.
Definitely.
Awesome.
We also have Skippin' On. They are our fish vendors, fish and seafood. They have all sorts of wonderful locally caught seafood.
Is it all fresh, their fish, or do they have also some cans for sale, or how does that work?
Cans too, and fresh. Okay. Frozen maybe too.
I think so.
But okay. a lot of freshly caught stuff and mm-hmm. beautifully canned fish, smoked salmon,
wonderful
and
local
salmons, and yeah,
fish.
Okay. Excellent tuna fish.
Another vendor is Fred's Homegrown with Fred Johnson out in Nacelle across the river, and he also has a large variety of produce. We love him for his kale, which is the biggest and most gorgeous kale we've ever seen, and so nutritious and good for you.
He must go out and sing to the kale. You know, there are.
He must.
You know, there have been some studies that if you speak nicely mm-hmm. to your plants and you treat them with, because they're living things, and you treat them with love, or you play classical music. I don't know if plants like rock and roll. I'm not sure. But anyway,
they don't like rock and roll.
But okay, so Fred's doing something to his kale. All right.
Fred's doing something to his kale up there.
Right.
And it likes
magic.
It.
The magical kale from Fred's farm.
Right.
Okay.
Another new vendor this year is Tally Spiller with her juice box, which is a new business that she just started up about a month ago, maybe 2 months. And she just does fresh, raw, organic juices. So everything is taken from the whole produce right there in her cart, and she puts it through her juicer. It comes out on the other end with this amazing nutrient-dense juice that's so fresh and delicious.
And that she is open. It's River People's Market, Farmer's Market, is only open from 3 to 6 every Thursday,
mm-hmm.
right? However, Tally's juice cart, mm-hmm. juice box cart.
The juice box
is open every day. I think, or
most days. She does travel a little bit and do some other markets in the area.
Okay.
But she's definitely there during Thursday market and during Sunday market as well. She's still at the indoor garden supply parking lot.
Okay.
There.
And I have had her juice, and it is wonderful because mm-hmm. we all have been reading. We know that juicing these dark green leafy vegetables, which we're not eating enough of, mm-hmm. are so healthy for us. The antioxidants, mm-hmm. It's powerful medicine.
Right.
And so if you don't have a juicer and you don't want to juice yourself and you want something nutritious and healthy that's quick, mm-hmm. I love her juices. They're wonderful.
Yeah. She also does smoothies and some popsicles too out of her fresh juice.
Oh, healthy
Our
popsicles.
Fun for the kids, yeah. fun for adults.
Right.
It's just 100% juice.
I know we're talking about serious, like, foods, medicine. Food can be so much fun.
Right.
Well, food, really. It is. I mean, that's what we sit down and we have community around food and we have celebrations with food. And I think, right. you know, I think enjoying yourself around food is so crucial.
It is. It's
cooking,
true.
Loving to cook food and loving to cook food together. And I think that's where the community building comes from, and the, you know, a great part of the health as well, I think, is in that emotional well-being of enjoying food together.
Food is not just a substance that you eat to keep your body alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Food has many symbolic meanings and always has. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful way of creating relationships with people when you mm-hmm. share food with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've done studies and research that even in schools where there were some bullying issues, mm-hmm. they they decided that they would have a Friday night dinner with, and this was a small school in Florida that I heard about, and they would have a Friday evening community potluck dinner, and all the parents and all the children would come to this. And they then would see these young people, would see the families that they came with. They would see them outside of the school setting.
Yeah.
And through doing this, they became more compassionate. They became kinder, nicer. The bullying stopped. They formed relationships. They mm-hmm. had more understanding. It really, it's a very powerful thing. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today my guests are Renya Yitzti. She is with the North Coast Food Web, and Jennifer Rasmussen. She's also with the North Coast Food Web. And we've been talking about the River People Farmers Market, which just started last week. Mm-hmm. It's every Thursday in downtown Astoria near the Astoria Indoor Garden Store mm-hmm. in that parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and you were just telling me some... Pardon me?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. All right. And you were just telling me about some of the others. Do you want to talk about some of the rest of the people who are
sure,
going to be
yeah,
there? Because it's wonderful to know who's there and what they have.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple more. The last vendor I think that I haven't mentioned is the Blue Scorcher, who we all know and love. And they have amazing pastries and breads for sale. Then there's also Tallman Meat, they're local ranchers and have some amazing meats for sale. Aside from the vendors, all of our fantastic vendors, we also have a community booth every week. And this week it's going to be the Women, Infants, and Children program. WIC will be represented there for information on that.
Okay, let's talk about that teeny bit more. What is a community booth?
So a community booth is just a booth that the market volunteers set up for any nonprofit to come and give information at. So you would sign up with us. There's a couple weeks left of market that are yet to be filled. So if you're part of a nonprofit and you're interested in being represented at the market, please contact us and we'd love to get you in there. But we just, we provide tables and chairs and somebody just comes with information and can share with the public at this beautiful venue about whatever they're working on.
And so tomorrow it's going to be about the WIC program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The WIC program. And we also...
Do you want to say what that is for people?
Sure. Women, Infants, and Children. It's a program similar to food stamps, as I understand it, for women with small children to get a little extra money for good nutritious food. And they have this great program where they have Farm Direct vouchers and that can only be spent on fresh foods. So spending them at the market is a
real
wonderful
food.
Place. And mm-hmm. most of our vendors are signed up to accept those vouchers. So you can spend them right there at the market from our local producers on their super fresh food.
And you said that there's something else that people can do at the market.
Yes. One of the nice things about the Thursday market, the River People's Farmers Market, is that it's accessible both time-wise and also fund-wise. So we have a little machine, so if you don't have any cash, you can bring your debit card or your credit card and get tokens. And you can also bring your EBT card, for SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. And we can run that through the machine as well, and you get tokens, and you can spend those tokens at the market. And one of the nicest things that we've been able to do through the support of the community, local businesses and individuals have set up a match program so that if you come and spend your first $10 worth of SNAP benefits at the market, per market, we will be able to match it with an additional $10 worth of tokens. So you spend $10 at the food worth of SNAP benefits, you get an additional 10 that you can spend, so you have a $20.
Double your money.
Yeah, and you can do that every market.
There's no need, I just want to mention to those of you listening to this program, there's no need to worry about the world being in a terrible state when you see these lovely young people who are involved in these great activities, and it just gives you hope for the world, gives you hope for and every level. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Also, there used to be, when I was there last year, there was a little cart where you could actually buy some food that was already cooked if you were... Is that happening as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's their market cafe. The North Coast Food Web also runs that market cafe, and we buy mostly from the vendors that day of the market. They have a beautiful menu with different sausages and pizzas and burgers and just a wide variety of things that you can buy. And it's all from our local producers, and they cook it right there at the market. And they're actually open from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock on Thursday. So they open up a little bit before market and are available for lunches on Thursdays. So,
and they have excellent shortcake and with fresh berries or fresh fruit. And and so it's a really neat way because you can see the produce being used immediately and cooked by excellent professionals right there in front of you. And you can, you know, talk to them and get ideas about how you'd like to prepare your own produce. And also, a lot of our vendors are really, really knowledgeable. They're about cooking. Mm-hmm. They're excellent cooks, and they know how to cook their food so that it's delicious. And so if you have questions about anything, like what the heck is this curly green thing and what do I do with it, you just talk to the vendors and they will tell you.
And it's
awesome.
Really pretty simple. I love the idea that you have the market cafe, though, because when you go there, you look at all this wonderful food and then you think, oh, I'm not going to be able to go home and steam this wonderful, you know, kale or make my arugula salad or do whatever I'm going to be able to do for a while. And I'm hungry now because I'm seeing this good food. Uh-huh. So it's great that you have them there and that it is that you have that opportunity and that it is simple to cook healthy, good food, and seasonings make such a difference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have such great ones here.
We do. It's true. So you all are excited about this. This will continue on for how long?
Until October 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, so all through the summer months and into the fall.
And what about the idea of also people purchasing things at the market and then being able to make things, soups or freeze things, and then, you know, use them throughout the winter time? And, of course, the indoor garden, the store, that you can grow things year-round here inside.
Absolutely.
And outside. Kale will grow pretty darn well all through the winter here if you give it a little bit of extra
help. Did you grow
help.
Up as gardeners? See, a lot of people, I think, would say, oh, I'm not a gardener. I'm not going to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. But really, almost, I mean, anyone can take home a tomato plant, put it in a pot or a little lettuce,
right.
And it will work. It's easy.
It's true. And I think starting small with good soil and good plant starts is a wonderful way to start here, and everybody can grow a little bit of food, and it's so rewarding, so delicious.
And our children, yes, you were going to say something, Jennifer?
Well, it kind of ties into the mobile gardens very nicely, that part.
That's right, yeah. We have one of our other projects is the mobile garden project, which you can check out at the market, too. We'll have a few of our gardens down there. But what that project is we have some recycled shopping carts that were donated to us that we have lined with landscape fabric and put soil in and are now growing food out of these really cute old shopping carts. Which is such a fun way to do it, being a mobile garden. So we don't get that much sun here, but in a cart, you can kind of push your garden around and catch all the sunlight you can get in town.
Or go to the water.
Can people buy those carts with the gardens in
yeah,
them?
You definitely can. We're selling them, and we're also lending them out like community garden plots. So if you're not sure, you can just loan one for the season or something and check it out. We actually have a few that we have in different schools in the area. A bunch of classrooms adopted them this spring, and they are looking for summer homes right now. So if you'd like a garden for just the summer months until school starts up again, we'd love to hear from you and get you a garden.
So wait, these gardens are grown year-round in the carts or just... They will be, definitely.
It's such a new project. We just started this spring on it, but the plan is to grow them year-round.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested in a mobile garden, you can get one tomorrow at the River People Farmers Market.
That's right.
And what is being grown in those mobile gardens?
All sorts of different things. A lot of things that grow quickly, like a lot of lettuces, and we have some with radishes and carrots, different varieties of kale we have. One of them is even growing a tomato plant, some with herbs and
I have a lot with potatoes. Potatoes and herbs and peas were all big. Cilantro. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of carts that are kind of mixed. So the potatoes will come up later after the lettuces die down and the cilantro is being used year-round. And then you have a couple of greens that come up. And the pea ones are really spectacular because we've made these, you know, big teepees. And some of the kids have really taken care of their carts so beautifully that these peas are monsters. I've never seen such big peas. It's fabulous.
And children, what you all seem very excited about the idea of children learning the learning how to grow their own food.
Absolutely.
It's natural.
We haven't even gotten to touch on all of our fun summer garden programs yet. But we do a lot of education in the schools, different nutrition programs involving cooking and growing food with the kids, which is really what I'm most excited about, for sure.
And sitting down and eating together. So that whole process of planting something, growing it together, cooking it together, sitting down and eating together and having a great time. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun.
And
it's
makes such
so rewarding.
An impact on the kids, too.
You have little picnic tables where people can actually eat from the market cafe.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's what you want to do more of, is mm-hmm. create more like community dinners, community opportunities for people to mm-hmm. eat and share. I know in the old days, people did have, in the old days, when was that? I
don't even know. 1950.
Oh, really? Yes, 1950. Anyway, potlucks were big and everything was from people's gardens. And mm-hmm. All right, so we only have a couple of minutes left. What else would you like people to know?
I would love to talk about the kids' booth that we have at the market. That's a new addition also this year. We have a children's booth where we have different activities for kids to do, planting seeds or coloring coloring sheets and stuff. And tomorrow we actually are going to do a little snack time. We're making some Popeye Power smoothies with kids tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the market, followed by story time with Mr. Danny at 4:30 at the market. So if you're looking to shop the market, come on down. Bring your kids, drop them off at the kids' booth, do your shopping. Your kids will be entertained, learn a little bit about growing their own food, and then you can all go home happy.
Now, that sounds a lot better to me than a video arcade.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, come down.
Popeye's Power Smoothies are pretty exciting, and Mr. Danny is a super hit.
Quite a storyteller.
Yeah. I like the Popeye Power Smoothies. That's
mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, so we have the kids' booth. And what else, Jennifer?
There's also the Master Gardeners have their booth, just like at Sunday Market. So if you have questions about what you're growing, problems with your own plants at home, you can come by and ask the Master Gardeners. They'll solve your problems attempt to help you solve your problems with growing. And we also have live music every week, which is a wonderful, it just creates such a nice atmosphere at the whole market. It's just a fun place to be.
All right, so that's Thursday from 3 until 6. Mm-hmm.
And
every
the cafe
Thursday.
Is open from 1 until 6.
And the cafe's open 1 to 6. All right, and you all will be there.
Absolutely.
Shining your lights.
Absolutely.
Every week.
All right. We only have another minute left. Anything else you'd like to say?
If anybody is interested in getting involved with the North Coast Food Web or in volunteering at the market or in any other capacity, we always welcome that. We'd love whoever wants to get involved to get involved. And you can get a hold of us at the OSU Extension Office. Our number there is 325-8573.
Okay, 325-8573. All right, and I'll leave that number here for those of you who are traveling and can't write it down. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for everything you're doing, for moving here. And for you, Brenda, thank you so much for coming back.
Well, thank you.
Because that makes it better for all of us who live here. And I would encourage all of you to go to the River People Farmers Market tomorrow afternoon and think about your food. Yes, food, so important. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to thank Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, expand on them, focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.